The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha, Harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Daf Ayin, and we are 26 lines from the top. 26 lines.
So we are continuing in the Gemara. We are learning over here a Mahloket between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbi Meir. The case is talking about where a person made, let's say, shechita or milika on a bird, and it was found to be a terefa. So we have a general rule that when a person has a nevela exudes tum'ah. So the question is, when the nevela becomes a terefa, malak v'nimset terefa. They made a milika, the Mishnah says, but it was found out to be a terefa. So the Mimir says it's not metameh, metabili'ah, because this milika didn't kosher it. It's still a terefa. Whereas the Biyuda said no, that indeed it's metameh. The Gemara, until this point, brought a proof for the Biyuda. That how do we know, even if you made a shechita, but if it was a terefa, it still has the tumat bet beli'a, which is tumat nevela. So the Gemara quoted a pasuk. It was from the word terefa that was written in the pasuk that he learned it from. So now the Gemara comes along and says, V'Rabbi Meir, he comes along and says that an off that was a terefa that was slaughtered is not metamit. Hai terefa my avidle. What does he do with the pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda that learned it from a pasuk of terefa. What does Rabbi Meir do? So the Gemara is going to say, Mevayele le me'ut shechita shehi lifnim. It's coming to exclude a shechita of an off of kadashim that was slaughtered in the azara. That's not metameh betabiliyah. Which means, if you remember in the earlier, in the Gemara, we learned from the word terefa that it says in the pasuk terefa and nevela. So we said, something does not become tum'at nevela unless it has the properties of a terefa. Terefa is something that's asur everywhere. Terefa is asur bim bifnim, bim bachutz. Terefa is always asur. So to be a nevela, it has to be something that is equal, bifnim and bachutz. Therefore, if let's say you make shechita on a bird, bifnim, inside the azara. Inside the azara is not considered shotehutz. It's not considered karet. But if you make shechita outside the azara, so it would be shotehutz. First would be hayav karet. So then, since the laws don't match inside and outside, it's not like terefa, therefore there's no tumat nevela. So I'm going to be me'ilin, so the word terefa, that if you slaughter it outside in the azara, there's not going to be tumat nevela. Because when you slaughter it inside, because the law of inside the azara is not like the law outside the azara. Outside the azara, there's karet, because it's shotehutz. Inside, there's no shotehutz. So since the laws of inside and outside are not the same, therefore it's not like a terefa, that the terefa is no good inside or outside, therefore does not exude the tumav nevela as well. So Yomara says, well, where does the Biyuda learn that from? The Biyuda, terefa harina ketit. Okay, the Biyuda is another word terefa that he learns that chedush from. According to the Mimir, why does it say terefa twice? What does he do with the two pesukim? It says, had the mi'ut shechita shelifnim, which we learned already, that Shechita Lifnim is not going to exude Tumat Nevela. And one is coming to tell us that the law of Tumat Nevela only applies to something that Shayach Etenefa, which is a kosher species. But if the bird is from a Tameh species, there's no Tumat Nevela. How does the Biyuda know that it only applies to kosher species? Because he learns it from the pasuk of Nevela, and the pasuk says Nevela utrefa lo yochal letum'aba. So it says letum'aba, those extra words that you shouldn't eat it in, to become tameh. So from the tum'aba, he comes along and learns that it's coming to teach us that davka, something that is a kosher species, as opposed to off tameh. Lepikach dorish Rabbi Yehuda that Torah hazra v'kadva din tumat betabeliya, wrote tumat betabeliya twice. Why did it write it twice? To teach me it only applies to a kosher species, which means only something that's asur because of nevela. Masheenken, a non-kosher species, is asur anyway. So therefore, the law of tumat nevela doesn't apply. Rabbi Meir, hay nevela may avidla. That pasuk that the Biyuda learned, that only kosher species, what is the Biyuda? What does the Bimeir do with it? So it says, L'shi'ur achilam bekezayit. Oh, he learns how much does a person have to eat in order to receive this tum'ah. So it says, the shi'ur he has to be is a kezayit. V'tip ukle mekra kama, mede'afka rahmanam belashon achila. What does the Bimeir need to learn achila from the second pasuk that talks about eating it? The second pasuk is nevela utrefa lo yochal. What do you have to learn from that pasuk? We have a pasuk already that says ve'achol lo tochlu v'timuk lemekra kamas. It's called nefesh shetochal nevela utrefa. We have another pasuk. So it says medav kerachmona b'shul achila. Exactly, which means once the Torah says kol nefesh asher tochal nevela utrefa, we know anytime there's an achila, it's a kezayit. So what do we need a special pasuk by tumat nevela to teach me that it's a kezayit? We know every achila is a kezayit. The Gemara says had shiur achila bechezayit, had shiur achila bechne achilat pales. There's two shiurim. Number one, to teach me that kezayit is the shiur for tumat betabeliyah, and number two, that you have to eat it within a certain amount of time. Which means if a person would nibble at the kezayit and eat it over a long period of time, it would not bring him tumah. So you need two pesukim. Achila, achila. Achila, number one, bekezayit. That's telling me the shi'ud. And then the second achila teaches me the duration. How long? So it must be the shi'ud of achilat paris. So the Gemara says, why would I think that tumat betabeda is different than any other achila? Every achila isud is kezayit achilat paris. Salkada dachamina. Ho'il vechidushu. Because since over here the whole concept of tumah betabeliyah is a chidush, which means this tumah is metameh inside the person, which means even if he didn't touch the basar, somebody put it down his throat, he's metameh. So it's a strange type of tumah that we never saw before. So I would have thought yoter mechdechilat paris nami litameh. I could have thought that even if we metameh, even if you ate it more than the shiur of achilat paris. That's why it says kamashmala. No, the shiur indeed is achilat paris. It's good. So all the pesukim now are accounted for the Biyuda, and they're accounted for the Bimeir. Taru rabanan. V'chelev nevela v'chelev terefa. So we learned a law. We have the law of chelev. We know you can't eat chedev. We're not talking about the eating of chedev. But if you have chedev of a nevela, it's Torah law. People are not familiar with this law. Or you have chedev of a terefa, so the law is, well, you cannot eat it, but it does not exude tum'ah. The pasuk says, v'chedev nevela, v'chedev terefa, ya'aseh lechol melacha. You can use it for all melacha. From here you learn that it's not mitameh. Now, what type of animal are we talking about? So the Gemara says, "Behelav behema tehora katuv bedaber." Oh, now we're going to get what type of animal? It's got to be a kosher species. So the Gemara soon told you, "Atal men behelav behema tehora katuv bedaber, who enu elav behelav behema temea." Who says? You say it's a tehora animal. I could argue it's a temea. Amar, I'll tell you, tiher michlal shechuta. If I made shechita on an animal, so the animal now is not called a nevela anymore. Shechita takes away tumat nevela. V'tiher mechlal chedef. And also we have a law that says that, we have two laws. We have law number one, shechita takes away the law of tumat nevela. That's one law. We have another law that nevela, there's no tumat chedef. Otpa, shechita takes away tumat nevela. That's a separate law. And then we have another law that in the nevela, the chedev is not tameh. So we're going to make a connection. Ma kishetiher mechlal shechuta betehura velo betemea. Ab kishetiher mechlal chedev betehura velo betemea. Just like by shechita, which type of animals does shechita take it out of a nevela? Kosher animals. By non-kosher animals, no such thing as shechita. So just like shechita is by a kosher species, so too the law of nevela of chelev is also by kosher species. Meaning, again, get the hekesh or get the limud b'matzil. Just like we found by shechita, shechita removes the nevela status, and by nevela it's removed the chelev, the status of tumah. There's no tumah chelev. So I'll say, just like by shechita, it's by a kosher species, so too by the nevela, it's by a kosher species. So comes the Gemara and says, I can tell you the other way. Or klach lederich zu. Or maybe go a different way. Tiha tiher michlal nevela. Which means, we found that there's a certain species that the Torah said its nevela is okay. That there's no tumat nevela. V'tiher mechlal chelev. And we see the Torah also say that chelev is okay. Ma kishetiher mechlal nevela b'teme'ah velo b'teme'ah. We just learned. There's no tumat nevela by a teme'ah. That was the rabbis learned from Pesukim. So af kishetiher mechlal chelev b'teme'ah velo b'teme'ah. I'll say, just like there's an exemption, the tumat nevela doesn't apply by a teme'ah, so to the chelev doesn't apply. The law of chelev only applies to a teme'ah as well. I mean, just like the Torah removes tum'at nevela from a teme'ah, so to the Torah removes tum'at chelev from a teme'ah. So maybe it's only by a teme'ah. So that's the Gemara's question. This thing that you told me, chelev of a nevela, is tahor. Is it by a teme'ah animal or is it by a teme'ah animal? So what is amal? Kisheba bederech zu hi betehora. Kisheba bederech zu hi teme'a. Which means, whichever way you're going to go, you have a conflict. If you go this way, it only teaches me teora. If you go the other way, it teaches me teme'a. So which way should we go? Tamud omar terefa. So that's why it says in the pasuk the word terefa, mi sheyesh b'mina terefa. That only a species that has in it terefa, which is a kosher species. Kosher species has in it terefa. A non-kosher species is not terefa. So therefore the Gemara is teaching me a chidush that the law of chelev being tahor only applies to kosher species. So you want to wait. Otsi et a teme'a. Which means I got. Teme'a you're removing from the perasha. She'en b'mina terefa. Because there's no terefa in there. Velo otsi et a chaya. Shariyesh b'mina terefa, which means haya. I will come along and say by haya a deer. Can a deer become a terefa? Yes. Absolutely. So therefore, I'll say that the law of chelif tahor applies to a deer as well. Gemara says no. Tamud lomar ve'achol lo tochlu mishechalba asur ubesara mutar. Yatsa haya shechalba usara mutar. No, haya the law doesn't apply to, because this law only applies to animals that the chelev is asur, as well as the meat. Mashe'enkin by a Haya, the Torah was not osir its chenev. Right. The chenev of a Haya is mutar. So therefore, we're saying a big chadush here. That when do we say chenev tahor? That's why an animal. By a behemah. Chenev nebela. So we're eliminating it. It's by an animal, that's a kosher species, that's a nebela, the chenev is tahor. That's the result. Masha'ekin, a teme'ah animal, let's say a camel, becomes a nevela, its chalev is tameh. The chalev is not tahor. Ah, haya, also the chalev is going to be tameh. Because only a species, a kosher species, that its chalev would normally be asur to eat, like its meat.
Right.
Masha'ekin, a deer or a haya, its chalev normally is mutar to eat. Chalev of a haya is mutar. So therefore the law does not apply.
When it's mutar, that you, that
which means the law is, because it says don't eat it.
Right.
Mashma, that it's talking about a chalev that you're not allowed to eat. Masha'ekin, the chalev of a haya, you're allowed to eat. It's mutar. The Torah doesn't always say chalev haya. So the law of tumat chalev does not apply, or taharat chalev does not apply. Therefore, by a haya, the law is going to be if you have a haya nevela, the chalev is tameh.
Is that a restriction to the chalev to be able to
which means that's a restriction of chalev to come into play.
Right.
Exactly. Amale Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba. The Rava ela me'ata. Now the Gemara goes to the root point. Comes out according to this, nivlad beema tehora hu de metamea. Nivlad beema temea lo metamea. So Gemara says like this. We said above that the law of nivlat tumat nevela only applies to a kosher species. Meaning you make shechita on a kosher species. So then we say now, if it's a nevela, or let's say you didn't make shechita, let's say it just died. So we say by kosher species, it exudes tum'at nevela. So the Gemara is coming along to say that what? That tum'at nevela only applies to a kosher species, but not to a teme'a. So amal Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba Rava. Ela me'ata nevlat be'emat tehora hu de metame'a. That you're telling me that only a nevela of the behemat tehora that exudes tumah, nevlat behemat temea lo metamea. But you tell me that if it's a behemat is a temea, it's not going to exude. The Gemara says, is that possible? Which means we learned above. If you go to the Braita above, the Braita said tiher mechlal nevela. Which means, we said, shechita removes a nevela status by a tehora. So therefore, by doing shechita, it's not a nevela, therefore there will be no tum'ah. Masma by a teme'ah, there's no law of nevela by a teme'ah. So the Gemara's question is, that so, if a tehora exudes tum'ah, a teme'ah that dies is not going to exude tum'ah? Can't be. Amar le, so Rava says to Rabbi Yaakov, kama sabe shavishtuba. So many zekenim, many rabbis made a mistake on this law. Sefa atan lenevnat of tameh, which means really by an animal there is no difference. A tehorada becomes a nevela, or a temeada becomes a nevela, exudes tumat nevela. The chidush of here is by a bird. In birds we make a chiluk between of tahor and of tameh. Only of tahor that became a nevela has tum'at nevela. Masha'en ken of tameh does not have tum'ah when it becomes a nevela. So which means, you thought that braita was talking about behemot? No, all behemot that become nevelot, there's tum'at nevela on it. Masha'en ken. The chiluk is off. So you have to remember that. By off, somebody would ask you, Rabbi, what's the case? You have an off, you have a raven, an off that's tameh, and it died, seen in the street. It's off, tameh, nevela.
Roadkill.
Is it gzut, tumat, nevela? No. But if you saw a dove that was a nevela, it would exude. But by an animal, it will not make a difference. Ben tehora, ben temea, el exud tumah levela. Good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan comes along and says, "Lo tiher bimeir." A new point. That which we said that according to bimeir we went to the Mishnah. You had it off. You made melika on it. Oh, so you made melika on it, and then what? You found that it was a terifa. It just doesn't matter. Once you make melika, it takes off the tumat nevela. So Gemara says that's only talking ela bitmimim. That's only talking about an off that does not have a mum, which means so long as the melika would allow it to go on the mizbeah,
but just by seeing it, no. But the view of it, it's not making a
limb. There's no moon that you see. So long as the medika would allow it to go on the mizbeah, we're not a terefa. Of course, it's a terefa.
Right.
Besides that, the medika would kosher it. Then we say there's no tumat nevela. But if there's a moon in the animal, a moon in the bird, so that medika does not kosher it. Therefore, there'll be tumat nevela.
Then you get tumat.
So it's got to be only bitimimi. Avad be baale mumin. Lo, but if it's a baal mum, no, melika is not shayach. Rabbi Elazar amar afilu bebaale mumin. Rabbi Meir says no, even if the animal's blemished, because bottom line, you're not bringing it on the mizbeach anyway, because it's a terefa.
Yeah,
so therefore, what do I care if it's a baal mum also? Bottom line, the rule is once I make melika, it takes off the tumah. If man name, we bring the ayat Rabbi Elazar amar Rabbi Bai amar Rabbi Elazar. Metaher ayah Rabbi Meir bebaale mumin. Even baal mum is metaher. Ba'afidu ba'avazim v'tandegolid. He goes even further. Even by birds, like an avaz and a tandegol. Avaz is like a goose, and a tandegol is a chicken. Where the law of melika doesn't even apply.
You're not beyond status.
Doesn't matter. Since it's in the species of the bird, melika will take it out of tumat nevela, which means it doesn't have to be shayach to the mizbeach at all.
Right.
Just like a moom is not shayach to the mizbeach, but melika will cover it, take off the tumat. He's even go further. Even a species of bird that doesn't go on the mizbeach.
Just the fact that you
made melika in a species of off tahor takes off tumat nevela. Ba'er birmiya araf ezma. Oh, so the birmiya now has an interesting question. A guy's hayav to bring agla arufa. There's a dead body between two cities. Lo no dami hu kaho. They don't know who killed them, so they measure to the closest of the cities. Then they go to that city.
Bring the elders.
And the elders come out. They have to bring an agla arufa. What do? They bring an egel and they hack it from the back. They break the neck by a special river or a special place called Nahal Etan, and they go through the whole ceremony. Let's say now, that's the way you're supposed to do that animal. Let's talk clearly. Let's say you made Arifat Egel. Is that going to bring Tumat Nevela? It's a Nevela. It wasn't slaughtered correctly. But since that's the way you slaughter an Igla Arufa, that doesn't bring Tumat.
Right.
Because that's what you're supposed to do. Oh, so now the question is, based on what you just told me, that, according to Rabbi Elazar, that as long as you're in the same species, you're okay. So the question is, let's say now I brought, instead of an agla arufa, I brought a goat. Goat arufa. Brought the wrong animal. And the guy went, and he hacked the animal, he made he chopped its neck off from the back. Is that going to make tumat nevela or not? So the Gemara explains the question. Avazim betandigolim ta'ama mai dimina de'ofot minu. Amar ezlav mina de'agla minu. I could argue, no. A chicken and a goose, at least it's in the species of birds. That's why melika takes off the tum'ah. But a goat is not in the species of a cow. So therefore it's totally different, so maybe it'll bring tum'ah. Or dilma mina de behemahu. Or do I say, it's in the larger species of animals. This is an animal, this is an animal. Therefore, there'll be no tum'ah. How technical are you going to be over here? So Gemara says, Yativ Ravdimi v'kama l'lai shmata. Ravdimi was saying over this question, Amma le'abaye, mechlal de'egla arufa, tehorahi. Which means, so you're assuming that Egla Arufa is Tahor, which is before you get to the case of a goat.
Let's start
with the beginning. Egla Arufa, that you hack it. It's not mutar to eat.
For sure
you can't eat it. So you tell me, even though you can't eat it, it still takes away Tumah? Amar le'in. Says, absolutely. Amre debere biyanai, kapara ketiv be kekodashim. Which means the word kapara is used by Egla Arufa just like by Korban. So therefore, just like a Korban, it says the word kapara, when you store it, it goes on the Mizbeah, and therefore the Tumat Nevela goes up by a Melika, let's say, or whatever it's going to be. So therefore, it's like Korban.
So it doesn't give up.
It doesn't involve Tumat, just like kapara. The same laws are going to apply. So now, right, it's Kapela Mechaisa. Okay. Now, just like Korbanot, when you store a Korban or a Melika, there's no Tumat. And of course, there's kapara by korban. No, there's kapara by Egla Arufa. So, your first question: there's no tumah by Egla Arufa. Okay, what do you mean, Matir? Rabbi Natan Abu Rabuna Bar Natan. Rabbi had a question. It's talking about over in the pasuk. Again, Hedev Nevela is mutar. Hedev Nevela is mutar. Good, we learned that. So it says in the pasuk. Ve'achol lo tochluhu. Okay, but you can't eat it.
It's a pusher.
Okay, exactly. It is a nevela. En li ela chedev she'asud ba'achila u'mutar ba'ana'a. Now, obviously, we're talking about a chedev in this pasuk. It can't eat, but it's mutar ba'ana'a. Because the pasuk says you can use it for all your melacha. The pasuk's language was, ye'aseh lechol melacha. So then we're talking about a chedev. Don't eat, but you can benefit from. Chelev shel shola niskal ve'egla arufa minayim. We know in egla arufa the animal is asud b'hana. Shola niskal, that's an ox that killed somebody. And there's witnesses. Halakha says that animal's got to be stoned to death, and the animal itself is asud b'hana. So therefore, how do I know that even on an animal that is asud b'hana, that if it becomes a nevela, that the chelev is still mutar, meaning it's tahor? Tamud lomar, kol chelev. That is kol chelev. We have a pasuk that says all chelevs, which means when the Torah was matir to chelev of a nevela, it was all chelevs. Not only on animals that are mutar behana'a, but even on an animal that is asur ba'ana'a, the chalev remains
permitted.
Now the Gemara is going to ask a question. So the chalev is mutar. So the Gemara is going to ask, v'isal kadatach egla arufa tehorahim. If you're telling me that egla arufa tehorahi, he tehorah the chelba tameh. Which means, why do I need a pasuk for this? Why would I need a pasuk to call chelev to tell me that the chelev of Egla Arufa is tahor? This is why. If the animal itself is tahor, I need a pasuk for chelev. You just tell me now, since you're supposed to hack it, and you're supposed to do it that way, so you did it the right way, even though it's not mutar ba'achila, sawat, kapara, like korban, there's no tumah on the animal. So the Gemara says, good, I accept that. So what did you have to go out of your way to try to bring me chelev also is tahor? Of course, the animal is tahor.
Right.
You need a pasuk to tell me that the chelev is tahor? So the Gemara says, no. Echa da'araf me'araf lo etzterichad. For sure, you're right. Where you hacked it and you did it the normal way you're supposed to do it, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that the chelev is not tameh. Of course, because you did it the right way. The Hadush of the Pasuk is talking about where you slaughtered it. You slaughtered the Egla. Which means you didn't do the Arifa
the proper way.
Oh, so therefore, you didn't do it the right way. It's a Nevela.
Now
it becomes a Nevela. You do it the right way. And therefore, it's going to be indeed Asur. And we know that Egla Arufa is Asur. Behana'a as well. So it's Asur Behana'a. The meat itself exudes tumat nevela, but the chidush is that the halef will be tahor. Kol halef. That's a chidush. Right. So the Gemara says, right, v'tehaneh l'shechita l'tahara midah nevela. Why not? Why doesn't the shechita take it out of the nevela status? Which means, bottom line, all shechitot take it out of the nevela. So let shechita at least take out egla arufa from the nevela status. So it says, which means, exactly, which means, you might not have done it right. But bottom line, you made a shechita. Shechita always takes it out of nevela. It might not be kosher for the process of egla arufa.
It wouldn't be.
But it's not nevela. You can't call this nevela. You did make shechita
the right way.
Yeah. So bottom line, Gemara says, so what? It still should not exude tumah. Because bottom line, you still made a shechita. So Gemara says, you're right. You made a shechita even on the egla arufa. It's not going to exude the tumah. But what are we talking about? Lo sericha shemeta. Oh, we're talking about a case like egla arufa died. Okay, egla arufa dies, but shoot, it's a nevela. So the hadush is like this. It is a nevela. So the meat is exuding tumat nevela. It is asur bahana'a. Because egla arufa is asur bahana'a. Because it was designated for egla arufa. The hadush is, but the helem mutar is going to be not exude tumat. Which means, it's interesting, it's a sur bahana'a, but still tahor.
Right. So wait, just that on its own, you're saying here.
Right, but there's a hadush. You have an egla arufa that dies. So a sur bahana'a it is. Nevela tum'a, it is. Helev asur bahana'a, it is. But why?
Helev.
Tahor, it is also. The helev is going to be tahor. Oh, so the Yorah says, Mechlal de mehayim asura. Gemara just goes on a side point now. You must be going to say this hadush here that an egla arufa becomes asur b'hana'a when it's still alive. Because what happened over here? You didn't bring the egla arufa. The egla arufa died. So the Gemara is telling me that what? It died, it's a nevela. Nevela tuma, nevela lewis. And it's asur. You told me, it's asur the benefit of this animal as well as the halib. But hadush the halib is tahor. It's not going to exude tuma. So the Gemara says, must be the way you're learning is that in Egla Arufa, the Isur Hana'a is when the animal is still alive. So the Gemara wants to know, at what point does an Egla Arufa in its life become Asur Hana'a? Is that at the time of the designation? Or maybe it's at a later time? So comes the Gemara and says, right, which means, again, to be clarified. This egla arufa, you didn't make arifa. And still you're telling me that even though it's asur bahana'a, when did it become asur bahana'a? It died. So you didn't make egla arufa, so must have been, became asur bahana'a sometime in its life. When did it become? So Yomala says, it does. Amar biyanai, gibul shamati. I heard there's a certain, literally a border. There's a certain time that it starts to become asur b'hana'a b'shakachti, he says. But I forgot exactly when that border is, when that moment is. V'nasbin hamrayal le'mevat, but my friends in the yeshiva told me, yiridata le'nachaleta ni'osarta. Once you bring the egla arufa down to the place where the ceremony is taking place, called nachaleta, at that point it becomes asur b'hana'a. So therefore, even when it's alive, which is just by saying Hareze Egla Arufa is nothing.
It doesn't mean anything.
Now you take the animal that once you bring it down to Nahal Edan, it's in the spot. Now it's in the spot. It's still alive. Now the animal died. Doesn't matter. Once you brought it down to Egla Arufa, then Nahal Edan, it's in the spot. Die, it's Nevela. Nevela exudes Tumat Nevela, therefore there'll be all the laws of the Behemah that dies, all the laws of Nevela that the Torah says apply to it. Oh, what about the halif? Because I could argue the animal is a nevela and it's tumah, and the animal is asur b'hana'a. Logic would tell me the halif should be asur as well. Kamashmalan, the pasuk is called halif. That the law of halif nevela applies to all halif, and therefore even halif of an animal like an egla arufa that's asur b'hana'a and exudes tumah nevela, but the halif itself will be tahor.
So here, when you take the animal and you're bringing it down, it dies there. The hellet would not be permitted now, or would still be, when would the hellet change?
No. Brought the animal down to Nahaletan.
Yeah.
So far, everything's good.
Okay.
The animal now becomes a surba now because it's a glarufa.
Okay, it died.
Okay, now it died. Now it became an glarufa that became a nevela.
Right.
So it's like a regular animal that became a nevela. The law of tumat nevela applies to such an animal. Happens to be this animal even worse than a regular nevela because it's even a sur bana.
Right.
And the halib is also a sur bana. I cannot benefit from the halib also. But my question, if I would touch this halib, the Torah's law still applies that halif of a nevela is tahor.
Oh, it's apply. Okay.
So the Hindus, even though it's a zubana, even though the meat exudes tumat nevela, the halif itself remains tahor, which is the Hindus of the Torah. Okay. Adran alach hatat ha'or. Rashi points out, just to go back for a second, that you might have thought that since the pasuk says Ya'aseh lechol melacha, that only chalev that is mutar b'ana'a, because the pasuk says Ya'aseh lechol melacha, that you can use that type of chalev is tahor. Mashiachin the chalev of igla arufa, since you cannot have ana'a from it, I would have thought that the chalev is tameh. Kamash ma'alan the pasuk kol chalev, that it would be even so that you cannot have ana'a from it is indeed going to be mutar, meaning it's not going to be tameh, which is also therefore.
Oh.
We did not answer our original question that we set out to answer. Our original question was by an ez. If let's say you take a goat and you hack it for eglah arufa, is it going to be good or not? That the Gemara leaves in abeyance. The Gemara doesn't answer it. But the Gemara is great. Before you get to ez, talk about eglah arufa itself. Oh, no. Then the Gemara said, no, for sure, Igla Arufa, if it was Ne'erefet, the normal way, for sure it's no Tum'ah. Because it's like a Korban, Kapara. And even if you made Shechita, it's not going to exude Tum'ah. Because Ba'alan the Shechita takes it out of a Nevela status. When does the Igla Arufa exude Tum'ah? It dies, and still the Halim is going to be Mutar, meaning not Mutar Bana'ah, meaning it's not going to exude Tum'ah. Nevela. Shara Hatata.